Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Coming up at 9:25, we will tell you how CBSSports.com graded the Commanders preseason. Oh. So we'll get into that at 9:25.
Oh, no, that looks like a lot of my grades.
CBSSports.com.
I mean, our preseason was pretty horrible.
I would say.
Well, we'll tell you what they graded.
One of the worst in the league.
9:25, we'll do that. But right now, we'll do EB's entertainment page. Something more entertaining than the Commanders' entire preseason
really
is about
bad.
To happen right now.
Thank God it's over. The entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on their website, BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, mention me. They're going to treat you great either way, but it definitely helps out. And you're going to love it. Trust me. I told you, you guys buy those like things to hold your phone that you put on like your windshield.
I generally do not.
My wife has one.
That's the domain of my cup holder.
Oh, I have to have it up high. So I get the one like on a windshield or on your dash. The one I did on my windshield, the heat just melted away all of the adhesive.
Okay.
And I had just a big glob of goo on my windshield, literally bigger than my fist.
Yeah.
Just goo.
Got to buy some Goo Gone.
For like
or Goo Be Gone, whatever
months.
That is.
I'm just too lazy to deal with it.
Shocker.
I just didn't care. I put it down on my dash and I covered it up. Okay. And I didn't care. And my wife would look at it. She goes, "What are you doing?" So finally, I had some time this weekend that I thought about it. I went and I used the Goo Gone that my wife had. That thing dripped away in 1 second.
Really?
That Goo Gone is maybe the greatest product I've ever used.
Really?
It literally dry, sticky goo. I squirted it on there. It just disintegrated. Used one paper towel, gone.
It's a miracle product. Yeah, apparently so.
Is it Goo Be Gone?
I don't know.
Something like that.
It's maybe the best.
It's kind of yellowish orange.
It's the best product I've ever used.
Are you angling for an endorsement
for Goo Be Gone?
See what you're doing.
I'm happy. No, I'm just
got to learn the name of it first.
By the way,
I thought it was Goo Gone, but it might be right.
That is the most on-brand endorsement.
Well, CK told me, he's like, dude, I got the perfect endorsement for you. French onion dip. Yeah. Daisy's French onion dip.
It's perfect.
You don't understand.
It's a match made in heaven.
You've been talking about French onion dip for 20 years.
I love French onion dip. If we ever have any guests over, doesn't matter. We got to go get some French onion dip.
Absolutely.
I mean,
goes well with Bugles.
And
that was one of my mom's staples.
Your mom was always a Bugles person. Do they still sell Bugles?
I have no idea.
Probably.
It's not in the endorsement, but I'm also a wavy Lay's guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to do a
You can
a,
add that to your portfolio.
I mean, I would do a Lay's endorsement. Well, I would almost do it for free.
Join the club.
What's your number one chip? For me, it's a wavy Lay.
Are we talking
like company?
Number one
strictly potato chip?
Potato or chip.
Just potato chip.
Potato chip.
Can you include a Pringle?
I love Pringles.
Sure.
Pringles.
Yeah, but you're not dipping Pringles, really. Most people are just eating Pringles out of the can.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a wavy Lay.
Number one is hard, man.
You're not really the little thin one. Are you the little thin one?
I don't like dipping
ones?
Potato chips.
This may be controversial. I like me some Grandma Utz kettle chips. Kind of an OG kettle chip.
Okay.
Solid.
I like it.
Solid offering.
Not going to hate on it.
What about the Ruffles? Are they thicker? The Ruffles?
I think Ruffles are thicker.
So, yeah.
But like wavy
Lay's. They got the grooves in them, right?
Yeah.
I like those.
I'd also put Valdez's Old Bay crab chips a close second. Those are delicious.
Cakes, this is a TMZ headline, but it caught my eye.
Okay.
A couple comes under investigation for apparently having too much fun on their flight to Hawaii. Apparently other passengers claim they tried to join the Mile High Club while in their seats.
In their seats.
In their seats. Passenger on board the Delta flight, DL-312 from Minneapolis to Honolulu, tells TMZ he saw a woman performing what he thinks was a kind of sex.
Yeah.
You know,
I understand.
Yeah, a one-way street.
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah, kind of a one-way street kind.
Being very giving.
Under a blanket on a man seated near him, right there in the middle of the packed economy cabin. Cakes.
I mean, it's just disrespectful. Can you just keep
bunch
it?
Of idiots.
Please keep it in your pants until when you land in Honolulu.
By the way, there's also someone
that is a long flight.
It's not like it was two and two. There's a third person sitting there.
Oh, no.
You can see. So there's somebody in the window seat.
Yeah, if you have a 2-3-2 setup, I can understand.
So the girl was in the middle and the guy was in the aisle?
No, the guy was in the middle. The girl is in the aisle.
Okay.
She's leaning over. They look like they have like a blanket or like a sweater over her head. And then there's a third
snuggie
person against the window.
Oh, man. They got nowhere to go. They're trapped.
I mean, you want to talk about public... what do they call that? Public displays of affection?
Sure.
We got to draw the line somewhere, Cakes.
I mean, it's just, it's uncivil behavior.
Well, does the story say how long they did it before they stopped them?
I don't know. No. I don't know. But I guess they have been charged, so I guess we'll
see. Could I perform on an airplane?
Not
I don't
like
know.
That.
I don't know, man, with another rando just sitting out the window, staring at the flyover.
You're
states?
Not going to do that. I mean, yeah. You're like some of the worst people on earth.
Yeah,
if you're doing
it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So Lil Nas X, I think he's been charged with like four. He's got like four charges. His real name,
making bad music.
Montero.
Was that the first charge?
Lamar Hill was charged with three counts of battery with injury on a police officer and one felony count of resisting an executive officer. The Old Town Road singer allegedly charged at officers when they confronted him for walking naked Friday morning in Studio City.
Man, being a cop is just a thankless gig.
It
I mean,
is.
You have to stop a guy who's walking naked down the street. You can't just keep allowing that to happen.
So hammered.
Did you see, you know, speaking of cops, it was like a police, it was like a school cop, school security
okay.
or something.
Yep.
Did you see that? It was a viral clip of a kid who was in a gym. And he was like, it looked like he was either a middle school kid or like a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he like started physically assaulting a teacher. And like, he was,
oh, I think
they
I
were trying to pull
that.
The kid out of the stands.
Yeah.
The kid was getting mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would start getting like physically aggressive.
Yeah.
The teacher was kind of taking it, whatever. And then out of nowhere, the security officer picked him up and like body slammed him. It was amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
Probably deserved it.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
What else? There's not a ton going out here. There's a Britney Spears story where she's talking about her marriage to Sam Hasgari.
Is she putting out nudes? I saw a headline that she's
there
putting out
nudes.
There
was a photo that she put out where she was naked and it was like from behind. So she was like facing, her back was to the camera, right? And like sort of from the waist up. That's what I saw.
From the waist up.
Yeah. You know, kind of similar right. setup to where she's doing all her weird dances and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They did that whole Free Britney thing where they gave her her freedom and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was the right thing to
do. Is she
do.
Currently married or is she divorced? I mean, you mentioned her husband. I don't
no,
have any idea.
No, this is her old husband.
Her ex.
Yeah,
okay.
Her old ex, who might have been like her trainer or something at one point. I don't know. Rapper Sexy Red Valdez is going viral for her unique spin on lasagna cakes by putting sugar on top. Have you ever heard of putting sugar on top of your lasagna?
No, I've never heard of that trend. Did Robert the Angry Mailman, may he rest in peace, did he put sugar on his lasagna that you refused to eat?
That can't be like an Italian thing or anything, right?
Nobody's
putting sugar on top of their lasagna.
I've seen Goodfellas. I don't think they were putting sugar on top of the lasagna.
Did your parents ever put salt on your watermelon?
I've heard that's a thing, but no.
I think you do that, believe it or not, to sweeten your watermelon.
I don't know.
People have done that on cantaloupe.
So it's a little contrast of taste because you got the sweet watermelon and then the salt.
My mother would do it. And I think it's to sweeten it. I would bet your parents did that. The Myers. No? Did the Myers ever put salt?
I mean, I've heard of putting salt on watermelon. I heard it makes it more flavorful. I don't know if it's sweeter, but my parents never did.
They never did that?
Well, that's what tahini is used for a lot.
What is used for?
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. When I was out at the Nats, they did like a Taste of the Stadium deal, like not before this season, before last season started, where they had like a popsicle, like a tropical flavored popsicle, maybe mango, and they dipped it in tahini to give you the sweet and the salty. And you know what? It wasn't half bad. It was pretty good.
Some people put salt on cantaloupe.
Okay, similar thing.
The similar thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Makes it sweeter, right?
Here's what you should put on cantaloupe.
Your foot and smash it into a billion pieces.
He's a weird guy. How do you not
like cantaloupe?
I'm kind of
with you. I'm not a cantaloupe guy.
Cantaloupe is a bottom tier fruit.
I mean, it's so good. Mm. Nice, very fresh
mediocre
cantaloupe.
A cantaloupe and a honeydew, you should punt them both. Tressway, you should just keep
punting
them.
I'm not saying
them.
It's my favorite.
Punt them away.
But it's good. It's good.
Mm. All right, you guys, I think, would probably all celebrate this except for JP and I. Not sure if Valdez would celebrate. Yeah, I think Valdez would celebrate this today. Today is National Dog Day. Apparently.
Oh, let's celebrate.
Did you guys know that?
I think
it's National Dog Day.
It's definitely, I saw it on Fox 5.
Including the bounty hunter?
Nah, I don't know. But I guess people are like going to Amazon and they're getting like huge discounts on like pet beds and all. Do you have that, Kicks? Do you have a
Of course we have pet beds.
Is that a standard thing for dog owners?
Yeah, it's a place for your dog to chill and hang out.
It's butt smelly?
So,
I mean, it's...
Smells like a dog.
I mean, it just smells like dog
hair. Smells like fur.
Yeah.
Do you put anything in your house to get rid of the dog odor? So you don't have dog odor. Like, do you have, like, baking soda near the pet bed?
No. I mean...
You're just used to it.
You can't smell my dog's when you walk into my house. If you smelled her, if you put your nose to her fur...
Yeah.
But you can't smell
them. Not much of a scent.
How often?
If your dog pees and poos all over your house, it's going to smell.
Right. But generally, it's not an issue.
Dog's very house trained.
How often do you wash your dog? Do you shower?
Wash the dog?
Yeah. Is that a thing? Do people wash your dog?
Yeah, I'm going to give my dog a bath
today. Not very often, but I mean,
how often do you
give once a month, probably.
Oh, we don't do it that often. Once every 2 months or so? Like, it's
drabby? Your dog doesn't wear diapers.
But she has short hair.
Right?
That was my last dog.
This one's good. Still got
so
still
far
continent.
He can hold it. Yeah, yeah. Most of the time.
Valdez, are you still a dog owner? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you? Do you have a pet bed and all that? Is that standard?
Everyone always has a pet bed.
What are the things you have to have? Would you go and you get your first dog?
A leash.
You gotta have a leash.
You gotta have
a pet bed.
Probably
treats,
a crate.
Treat. Definitely
crate
a crate
for your dog.
You gotta have a crate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Toy, some sort of squeaky toy.
Do you have like one of those meat sticks or whatever that they chew on? Or
bully sticks?
Yeah, bully sticks.
Yeah, maybe.
You got to have one of those.
Those are butt expensive too.
Got to have some sort of treat.
That's an endorsement I need. Bully sticks.
Dog food would help if you have dog food.
Dog food would help.
In a bowl. You definitely need bowls.
Do you get good dog food or do you get cheap dog food?
We actually get good dog food.
You do?
Yeah. So I used to have a dog food endorsement way back in the day. I've heard rumors. There could be another one on the horizon.
I get
Purina.
That's the endorsement I used to have way back in the day.
Right, well,
is
they
it
want to
dry
come back,
dog
I
food
buy
or is it sloppy wet
radio
dog food?
Insider.
Like what do dogs eat?
It depends. A lot of them eat kibble, and then you put a little bit of wet food in to make the kibble taste better.
Right.
I'm a dog guy.
Have you ever tried it?
Tried dog food?
Yeah.
No.
Why would we do that?
I did try. I think some people do a milk bone dog bone as a kid because. You're a dumb kid and you try dumb stuff.
Yeah, right.
But as an adult, no, have not eaten
dog food. I think as a child, I tried to beg and strip.
Okay, sure. It's a rite of passage as a kid. You got to try a dog bone or a dog treat of some sort.
Now, EB, when my brother and his wife, my sister-in-law, visited your mom on
Sunday.
Yeah, they
brought
Sunday,
the dog
brought
in my
their
house.
Mom. That's a chill dog.
It was like a Cakes dog. It was one of these little mini dogs. It was barely an animal, but we had a dog in my house.
Hey, my dog is current dog, substantial, weighs like 52 pounds.
Oh, this one was like maybe look like a 5-pounder, but it might be the first time we've had a dog in that house ever.
It's a super well behaved dog.
Yeah, it didn't pee. It didn't
doesn't bark.
Didn't scratch my furniture. Yeah. It was because it was just a little runt.
It's a little bit bigger than what,
what kind of dog is it?
It's got some sort of fancy name. It kind of
Chihuahua.
No, some sort of terrier maybe.
I don't know.
I've never seen the dog. You're looking at me like I know who it is.
It was a tiny dog. I mean, how many freaking tiny dogs are there?
There's a billion of them.
It's a billion tiny dogs.
And I don't even consider them dogs.
King Charles something or other.
Oh, that's what I used to have. King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
That sounds about right.
It was about this big. It made no noise. I will say, well-behaved dog.
Yeah. Chill dog.
Didn't bother me. Didn't chew up my furniture.
Nope.
Didn't scratch my floors.
Bickle should never be allowed to get a dog. Too many uncertainties. Too many questions. Too clueless.
Not a dog guy.
Are you? Yeah. But you always said you probably would get one.
No, I've said.
I thought you said eventually.
I said maybe I could
would.
See like in my last 10 years. Yeah. I'm just lonely.
Just have a buddy.
On your way out.
On my way out. Dog, I could probably get one.
All right, when we come back, we are going to tell you how CBSSports.com graded the Commanders preseason.
Can't be good.
We'll get into that next here on The Junks.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.